right here in Mount Pleasant?
I was born in Pittsburgh, Texas.
Pittsburgh, Texas.
Although my parents resided in Mount Pleasant at the time. They just went to the hospital in Pittsburgh.
I see. Is now Pittsburgh is in Titus County?
It is in Kent County.
Is that an adjoining county?
It's adjoining to the south, Titus County.
What was the name of that county again?
Camp.
Camp County.
C-A-M-P.
About how far across the county line is Pittsburgh?
Well, Pittsburgh itself is 11 miles from Mount Pleasant. Now, it's just the fact that my birth certificate is registered there, that I was born in Camp County. Mother just went over there to have the baby.
Oh, I see.
There was no MD hospital in Mount Pleasant at the time I was born. There was only an osteopath hospital and a private hospital. And so there was MDs practicing out of this hospital in Pittsburgh. My mother wanted to be treated by an MD. So they went to the hospital in Pittsburgh.
And immediately after that, you just came right back?
Right.
I see.
You know, so they released my mother money, you know.
I see.
Their home of residence and all was, you know, here in Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant. I see. Okay. You said you were how old now?
29.
Have you always been in the newspaper business, or have you done something else?
For a while my family did own a drive-in theater here in Mount Pleasant.
You worked there?
I worked there when I was growing up. I was from about 57 to 64. 56, 57, till 64. We sold the drive-in in 64.
What sort of work did you do?
Cashier, errand boy, took round cokes and, you know, stuff to the different cars back in that time when you could do it.
Yeah.
And worked the box office as I grew older. Started out pulling cokes and stuff in the concession stand. Did some work as a projectionist. When your father owned it, you got to do it all. Eventually, you know, repaired speakers, did, you know, work out in the area. And of course, at the same time, we still owned one of the newspapers here in Mount Pleasant, and I was working on the newspaper as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that the same drive-in theater that's still in town?
Yes.
He just sold out, or?
Mm-hmm. The story goes is that Dad was out there cleaning up something, and the walk-in theater at the time was owned by a small chain that is subsequently sold out to United Artists. Okay, anyway, the representatives from this chain went out to see Dad. And they said, well, what would you take for it? Dad gave him a figure off the top of his head, and they said, we'd take it. So that's how we got out of the theater business.
Was it the reason for leaving? Was it not profitable, or just wanted to concentrate on the
newspaper? This is part of it. Going back in history, my family moved here in 41. Or my father's family and he moved here in 41. Mm-hmm. And purchased a small weekly newspaper in this town. There was a daily weekly combination in competition with it.